Now turn to part 3, questions 11 to 15. You will hear a girl called Sophie Jones talking about her new hobby of horse riding. For each question, circle the correct answer, A, B, or C. You now have 45 seconds to look at the questions for part 3. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice. Today we're talking about starting a new hobby, and our first guest is Sophie Jones, who recently started horse riding. Sophie, welcome. Now, you started riding just last week when your parents paid for some lessons for you, didn't you? How did you feel before your first lesson?
Well, I'd always wanted to go riding ever since I was little, but I didn't actually know what would happen during my first lesson. What if I felt scared? Anyway, my cousin rides a lot, and she told me that horses can make you feel calm if you're nervous, so I was fine after that.
And what happened when you arrived at the riding school for your first lesson?
Well, first of all, I was told that my jeans weren't a good idea for riding. They would be too uncomfortable. And I didn't have riding boots either, so my teacher lent me some things to put on before we set off on the ride. The horse was also a lot bigger than I'd expected, but I still managed to climb up. I was a bit worried about the weather. On TV they said it would rain, but in the end it didn't, which was lucky.
So where did you go for your ride?
Well, some of the riders had been riding for years and were very experienced, so they went into a different group. The teacher I was with took my group into a quiet wood, while the more experienced riders set off with their teacher through the town centre. After that, they went on a ride across some fields.
And was it easy to ride your horse?
It wasn't too bad, considering I didn't know how to make my horse stop. There were so many instructions, it was hard to keep everything in my head. But my teacher clearly thought I was doing okay, as she rode ahead of me for much of the time. Anyway, my horse was so well trained, he just followed the path the whole way.
So, do you feel you learnt a lot during your first ride?
Oh, yes. I learnt how to control the horse better, and when we got back, I knew I was a lot more relaxed than when we started. It was good. I was tired, though, which surprised me, so I'll be prepared for that in my second lesson next week.
Sophie, thanks.
Now listen again.
Today, we're talking about starting a new hobby, and our first guest is Sophie Jones, who recently started horse riding. Sophie, welcome. Now, you started riding just last week when your parents paid for some lessons for you, didn't you? How did you feel before your first lesson?
Well, I'd always wanted to go riding ever since I was little, but I didn't actually know what would happen during my first lesson. What if I felt scared? Anyway, my cousin rides a lot, and she told me that horses can make you feel calm if you're nervous, so I was fine after that.
And what happened when you arrived at the riding school for your first lesson?
Well, first of all, I was told that my jeans weren't a good idea for riding. They would be too uncomfortable. And I didn't have riding boots either, so my teacher lent me some things to put on before we set off on the ride. The horse was also a lot bigger than I'd expected, but I still managed to climb up. I was a bit worried about the weather. On TV they said it would rain, but in the end it didn't, which was lucky.
So where did you go for your ride?
Well, some of the riders had been riding for years and were very experienced, so they went into a different group. The teacher I was with took my group into a quiet wood, while the more experienced riders set off with their teacher through the town centre. After that, they went on a ride across some fields.
And was it easy to ride your horse?
It wasn't too bad, considering I didn't know how to make my horse stop. There were so many instructions, it was hard to keep everything in my head. But my teacher clearly thought I was doing okay, as she rode ahead of me for much of the time. Anyway, my horse was so well trained, he just followed the path the whole way.
So, do you feel you learnt a lot during your first ride?
Oh, yes. I learnt how to control the horse better, and when we got back, I knew I was a lot more relaxed than when we started. It was good. I was tired, though, which surprised me, so I'll be prepared for that in my second lesson next week.
Sophie, thanks.
That is the end of part 3.